Hey guys, you're tuned in to The Drive Show with me, Official Howard, and right now I'm joined by the amazing Jack from Smoking Jack Hill. How are you?
Hi Howard, I'm really good and it is great to speak to you.
And you too. So, where are you right now? Tell me.
I'm just sat in the studio actually. I've just pressed pause on writing the next follow-up for Smoking Jack Hill, just so I can talk to you guys and say thank you for all the support that you're giving the track so far.
No, you know what? Absolutely loving the track right now. It's received some big airtime support as well from radio colleagues.
Yeah.
Vibe 107.6 here. We're absolutely amazed to be playing this right now. So you've got some pretty big names, right, supporting the record. And tell me how the few weeks have been for you since the release of Nobody.
It's been so exciting and the phone hasn't stopped ringing. People just wanting to know about the track and just giving it huge support and massive thumbs up. And we've been getting huge support from radio networks across the nation. So it has just been fantastic and a real good, unexpected development of the track so far.
Definitely. Do you know what? We're loving the track here right now, and I love it. It's totally a summer tune, and you're relatively like a new name on the scene. But if you don't mind me asking, tell us a bit more. Tell me a bit more about Smoking Jack Hill.
Well, Smoking Jack Hill has been in the music industry for a long time, and I've written songs under different names and things over the years, and these days you can pretty much write a tune pretty easily. So I just thought, how can you make music these days special? And so I was in a restaurant, and it was a Michelin star restaurant, and this meal that I had a story behind it, and I thought, well, that's the key. If you've got a track that's got a story behind it, a history, then it's going to connect with people. Smoking Jack Hill is like he's like an echo back into house, and he kind of uses like iconic samples and iconic tunes, which has brought house music to where it is, and then gives it a contemporary little twist just to bring it up to date and make it very, very modern.
Definitely. So, like, how long did it take you to make the track Nobody?
Well, that's the thing. I don't actually go in the studio with the intention of writing it. I wait until kind of the inspiration hits me. And so in the track, you've got, like, there's an old think break from Lynn Collins and James Brown, and that was used in Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock, which is, like, a lot of people think that's where that sample's from, but it's not. It harks way back. And then there's a little stab noise in it as well, which has got a massive history to it. So it actually took quite a few months to put the track together, but I didn't write it until I was inspired enough to get it together.
And when you're normally in the studio, do you kind of prefer writing a track, leaving it midway, coming back to it? Is that something you tend to do?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've written some tracks that have kind of just taken a couple of hours, but with Smoking Jack Hill, I like the track to kind of half write itself and wait for inspiration to strike and just take my time. But yeah, definitely, it's quite a long process to write a Smoking Jack Hill track.
So now the main question, which has been on my mind, I'm sure a lot of people's as well, the name Smoking Jack Hill, where does it come from?
If I'm honest, I love the idea of old iconic hip house tracks, and I just wanted to come up with a name that just was kind of captured America, captured the US, and captured that sound. And I was waiting for inspiration to strike me, and I was driving somewhere, and it was called Jack Hill. And so I just thought Smoking Jack Hill just makes it sound perfect. And that's where the name comes from. It's from a place.
It's because, you know, the track's going to be hot, so it's like Smoking Jack Hill. Was it really that? That's what it was, wasn't it?
Yeah. I had to drop the G and replace it with apostrophe as well.
I like that. You know what? Punctuation is so important. It's a summery track, right? So the intention to kind of release it in the summer weather, is that what you were kind of aiming towards? The summer, make it a summer tune?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, it's going to be hitting the holiday islands, your Ibiza and stuff like that. And we think it's going to be absolutely massive there.
It is. Okay, we're really looking forward to it being really massive. And I've been playing it today in the car, roof down, nice summer weather and loving it to bits. But have you got an album to follow as well? Are you working on some more material?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I've got about five tracks that are running at the moment. And it goes from everything from like hip house and old acid house. But again, everything with a contemporary twist. So, yeah, there is an album coming from Smoking Jack Hill, and it is going to be amazing.
Okay, so, question. Do you have, like, a date for us? Like, when you think it could be released, when it might be released?
When the album's going to come out, I would say later on in the year, say about September, about that time.
Okay, that's not too far. And do you have an idea of how many tracks you want to feature on it, collabs?
But the perfect amount to have on an album I've heard is 13, and there's going to be a lot of collabs. Quite a few people are jumping on it at the moment, and I'm working on about 5 different vocals all at the same time.
Oh, so, wow.
It's not going to be long.
You are really busy right now, yeah?
Yeah, totally, absolutely, really busy.
Oh, well, look, it's been lovely talking to you. But finally, before you go, please could you introduce your new track, Nobody, for us?
Okay, well, this is, and thanks very much for the support as well, Hala. This is Nobody by Smoking Jack Hill.